Ah, marvellous, wondrous stuff in its own unique, inimitable way. Okay, I think we're getting ourselves in gear now, so to speak, to continue the midweek drive analogy, because online now, fresh from her time spent over in Los Angeles, obviously just sort of checking out that her sister Fiona is doing well over there, which undoubtedly she is, even though she's back in London at present, but with back to regale us with a whole raft of tales concerning Golden Goose PR and a variety of other fantastic things, of course, we welcome. Whom do we welcome, Joy?
Felicity
Hardingham.
Hello.
How are you? Okay.
I'm well. How are you?
We're on good form, Flick, now.
Great.
That everything's sorted through and magical things are happening. And I think we're all gearing up for a trip to Iceland. Is that not so?
We are. Well, hopefully we are. We just started working with Iceland, the country, rather than supermarket.
I was getting a bit confused myself
exactly.
A few moments ago.
Basically, they've launched a new campaign called Inspired by Iceland, backed by the Icelandic government. It's to bring tourists back to the country and just kind of say, we're open to business, it's a lovely place to come and have holidays here, there's an amazing place to go, there's 22 hours of sunlight at the moment, which is just outstanding and something that people wouldn't normally experience, obviously. Amazing food, amazing culture, you can go canoeing amongst the ice floats, go snowboarding, bombing, loads of amazing location, basically. So last Thursday, this campaign launched with Iceland's Hour, where for the whole hour between 2 and 3 was our time. The 132,000 inhabitants of Iceland, which is a very small country, logged onto this website, inspiredbyiceland.com, and sent messages about why they love their country. And it was really lovely and inspiring. Some people sent some amazing poetry and messages, and also Yoko Ono
Sorry, Felicity. Just have to hold it there. Yoko Ono, as far as I'm aware, she's Japanese.
Yeah, she is. But she's got a massive love for Iceland, and she's also has a peace tower in Reykjavik, which is dedicated to John Lennon that she put up.
Ah, you see, I could understand Björk doing her stuff for the whole thing, obviously.
She's
understandable.
As well.
Precisely. Stephen Fry, well, he's the kind of nice chap who would do these kind of things as a matter of course.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just, you know, slightly. We're obviously going to have to get into our time zone or time machine to move back to last Thursday, because I feel as though we've missed something out here, Joy. You know, I mean, there we are, last Thursday, probably going out about our business, whilst there was Iceland Hour
taken pause to send messages of love to their country, which is,
I think that was wonderful.
There was
pass
over
me
a million
by.
Messages sent and about 500,000 Twitter messages.
Do you think we could actually have a...
Facebook.
Do you think we could have a similar thing for England, do you think, in which we take an hour to call the England Hour, in which, you know...
I don't think people would stop, unfortunately.
Mm. I mean, it might be a bit of a political question, this. Yeah, do you think they will have sent any messages of love for the Icelandic banks? Just a thought.
perhaps not.
Because they need it.
But
it's still keeping...
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. They need love,
too. So, yeah, we're trying not to focus on that and more... Yeah. It's more about how amazing the country it is, and that although the volcano is still spurting out the occasional bit of ash,
you don't need to worry about mortgages or volcanoes exploding. All's well with the world.
You can fly to Iceland.
Exactly.
And there's going to be a festival at the end of June in the shadow of the volcano with their kind of leading artists and musicians. So that will be brilliant. We don't have any more details of that at the moment.
I now know, Flick, why you actually had to get back on the plane from Los Angeles to London, not just because you thought, well, I could be a Southside and Siren location reporter in Los Angeles, but I figure, no, I'm going to go back. It's Iceland. The draw of Iceland proved to be just too much for your good self. So what's the web address? How can people actually find out more about Iceland? What's the best place to actually go?
Inspiredbyiceland.com.
Inspiredbyiceland.com,
because we want people to be inspired by Iceland.
This is just wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll be putting hyperlinks onto our website, and probably, you know, within moments we'll be going to. Obviously, we wouldn't do it now because we're driving a show. And equally, if you're in a car, we wouldn't expect you to suddenly start, you know, screech the car to a halt and log onto a computer. But just remember, inspiredbyiceland.com. So briefly, share with us your Los Angeles experience, which of course meant you couldn't come and speak to some of our students here.
Oh, it was very exciting. Mm-hmm. I was meant to come and see you. But
this
basically,
is true.
I went out to Los Angeles to see my sister, who lives there. And then I was kept out there for a few days with work. Mm. And then the volcano ash cloud hit.
Yep.
So I couldn't sit on my flight.
Yeah. You see, this
with
is
United
it.
Airlines, and then I was delayed another 2 weeks. But I was very fortunate that I was staying with my sister, so I had someone ferrying me around and letting me, you know, stay in her flat. I was much luckier than a lot of people, but it was great.
That there are some people who would say, don't worry, Alex, it's just an excuse. You've got to actually sort of realise, you know, she wasn't coming out to Lincoln. She decided to go for Los Angeles as opposed to Lincoln.
I spent the day on the
it must have crushed you, Alex.
It was trying stuff. But listen, let's move on because we can actually trail ahead here because your sister Fiona is obviously going to be making her debut on this very station in a few moments from now.
Yeah.
You've put us in touch with her. I mean, she's quite a talented lass, isn't she?
She is indeed. She does stand-up comedy. She does a lot of comedy writing as well, and she's an actress. She's done a lot of work in London, and she moved to LA about a year and a half ago.
So we've had
now
a look.
She lives in Hollywood.
I was going to say, we've had a look at the Fee and V show, which is always very good from that point of view. We're checking
her
out
website,
a variety of other bits
kind of
and pieces.
Stuff she does.
Yes, it's extraordinary. I won't. In every sense of the word, it has to be said. But, you know, we look forward to featuring her in a whole variety of other bits and pieces. GoldenGoosePR.com, of course, is the other website which touches base with the kind of routines there. Anything else you want to quickly mention that's coming up, Flick, that you want to sort of say? Yeah,
that we're working on at the moment?
Yeah.
No, it all sounds very exciting. There's a lot going on.
But you can't talk about it. I know.
But I can't talk about
all right.
it quite yet.
That's
until
okay.
It, until it kind of happens.
See, that's the exciting thing with respect to yourself, Felicity. You know the art of the tease. You know that, you know, just say enough to actually reveal what's happening and magic will transpire.
Yeah.
So, as she's proven to be such an expert in asking these two questions, Joy, would you like to throw both of them in full force at Felicity Hardingham?
Indeed. Felicity, have you had a reasonably interesting conversation with us today?
I have, thank you very much.
And will you...
More than reasonably.
I thought I'd measure it a bit, you know. Will you join us again in the future?
Oh, of course, any time, just give me a call.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. My name is David Eagle, the voiceover artiste. Well, I'm just here to read out this script for you. I'm a little bit annoyed, though, because, I mean, I've read this script over three times now, and it's just people just who write scripts, they're so lapsed, they forget to mention the integral part of the whole thing. I'll read it out, but it just doesn't make any sense, it's pointless. Siren FM's Alive at 5 presents Midweek Drive with Alexius Lefchuk and Julie Corden. 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. Yeah, well, that's all very well and good, but it doesn't tell you what day the programme is actually broadcast. Yeah, I know everybody can't be as intelligent as me, but have a little bit of intelligence, for goodness sake. Anyway, that's the best I can give you, I'm afraid. Back to the show.
Siren 107.3, broadcasting to you from the university, a radio station for the whole community. Siren 107.3 FM. For Lincoln.
Well, hang on a second. I think this might be a little bit cryptic, but I've just been looking at the script again, and I think I might have worked it out. Midweek Drive. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's Tuesday.
This is Siren FM.
Siren FM.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to sort out a replacement for our voiceover artist. And actually, yes, Malcolm Tomlinson. Coming along very shortly. Just wanted to reveal that little tease, but, you know, we'll be happening. Online now, a young lady who has already been trailed ahead, I think expertly, by her sister. Did you think, Joy?
Yes, yeah, she's really great.
Very positive. I mean, she took her sister in when...
No sibling rivalry there.
None of that. You know, Los Angeles, no case of, look, I'm sorry, love, there's a volcanic ash cloud, stuff it, you know. I'm sorry, you've got to go, you know. You just got to make a living on, you know, the boulevards of Los Angeles. No, she looked after. Not only
quite
that,
right too.
She's been the lead in courage. She's supported the rise and fall of Armando Venezuela. If I talked about give a toss, you might wonder where I was going, and I'm not going to do that. But I have to say, Fiona Hardingham, are you indeed there?
I am there. What an introduction. Hi.
Oh, well, it's always crucial that we welcome our team members aboard, particularly...
I love where you started with give a toss.
Well,
that's my main credit.
I have to say, when I pulled that particular video up, I was taken aback, Joy, I must admit.
Really?
Yes, exactly. Indeed. I thought, goodness me, what an interesting little line to pursue and develop. But let's move on from that whole side of things. Because you basically sort of plucked up your courage and you've become one of the Brit Pack over in Hollywood. I mean, clearly you've almost taken the town by storm now. You're playing a parody of Deborah Kerr and various other bits and pieces. Just talk us through the magic. Because, I mean, whilst your sister was doing her psychology degrees and such like in Birmingham, you know, was it a case of you thought, no, I'm going to actually be an artiste? Thank you very much. I'm off to do this.
Unfortunately, I've always wanted to be an artiste. I haven't really had much of a choice, despite that sounding like a cliche. I really just don't really want to do anything else. Yep.
That's what we like about you, Fiona. You follow your heart.
I mean, followed my heart. It could be laziness, maybe. I don't know.
No.
I bought a costume one day and I thought, why not? Let's just continue this dress up for the rest of our lives.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And how many people actually go through those lines precisely but don't admit to it? And we like to feel that this is an opportunity for people to actually be open about where they're coming from, etc. I've got a quote from your original blog in this particular area, which is, I'm a British-born actress whose career tends to bend towards the funny more than the serious dramas. I moved from London in February 2009 and since then have managed to meet up with another Brit, Violet Matheson, and formed a comedy duo. The Fee and Vi Show, performed at the LA Comedy Festival, booked a role in an indie feature, a commercial for the US Army playing a parody of Deborah Kerr. Fiona, was this the Deborah Kerr who rolled and frolicked in the surf in Hawaii?
It was. Yeah. I was this person, but it was a comedy twist of the thing. It wasn't really taking it quite as seriously as our Debs. I did have a man that used to be in the Army playing with me, and it was a hysterical day, actually. I have never so much sand in my bikini. It was a complete mess, really, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, I've got to say, Fee, that sand in my bikini is something I've never really worried about. You know, I just don't go there.
Well, you should experience.
It really
does grow a person, you know. You really do learn about your body.
Once again.
Give it a go, Alex, you know.
Exactly.
Take a risk.
Well, I'll cogitate on that whilst joined.
You've had your hands set on fire,
precisely. You were there.
Sand in bikini. Dangerous.
The photograph evidence is on the routine. Funny enough, I got a call from Ricky Ash today. He didn't offer sand in the bikini, but maybe we can answer that. He is, after all, an international stunt coordinator. Joy, would you like to take over the interviewing reins before Fiona thinks it's all getting very surreal here?
Exactly. That's why I moved to LA, I'd like to add. There's all pebbles in the sea here.
There you go.
LA and
Fiona, I was just interested because obviously there's not anywhere near as many female stand-up comedians as there are men. Why do you think that is? And do you think it's more daunting for a woman? And is it harder to make a breakthrough in that sort of career, do you think?
I think it is harder to make a breakthrough because a lot of people don't take you seriously. I hate to be a bit brash about it, but they look at you and see boobs, not very funny. It's hard. Even in this country, actually, I've turned up at gigs. None of the men in the room stand up to talk to me. And then I do my little set, and I've managed to cause a chuckle amongst the crowd. And I come back, and then suddenly I get this pat on the back, and I'm one of the blokes. And at the beginning, I think here especially, I was like, I'm trying to be coming in as one of the lads, you know, and just sort of embracing the fact that I am a woman, and I'm okay to be that, thanks, and use those airs and graces that us lovely ladies do. But now I'm in America, it's sort of slightly different because I'm a foreigner, so I can be what I want to be. You know, I'm British, and they sort of go, oh, she's a bit quirky, she's a bit this and she's a bit that. And it's okay because she's British, they will accept her. So they are accepting, and the Americans are so positive, and they are very happy to see a new face in the crowd and on stage or wherever. So in that respect, I've been really loving LA, as has Violet. But yeah, still men are still a little bit, they need some convincing, which is such a shame. It's just not a given. And sometimes... You know, in the UK, the women here, they put on an anorak or a big jumper and a pint. And it's like, what are you doing, love? You've got a gorgeous figure. You know, it's because men get intimidated, hate to say that. But they do, maybe, by a clever, witty female. Do you feel that?
I'm just checking that there's no sand in those hard to get places, really.
I'm going to have a job straight away. say.
I mean, I think you actually touched on a number of key points there in all seriousness, because, yes, there is this notion that for a long time, if you were a women comedian, you were either the Hattie Jakes, Peggy Mount, Barbara Windsor parody, mm-hmm. or even Jo Brand's, dare I say it, and you just think, hmm. But I think it actually it confuses our biological programming, where we see a stunningly attractive individual suddenly being humorous. You know, we think, what, where, what? You know, we're just not used to it. It may be.
It's just in your makeup not to understand it. Is that what it is? I'm still trying to crack the code myself.
It could well be does not compute from a genetic basis. I don't know.
Says no.
But okay. whilst I've been talking about that, I've been also looking at some of your skills, Fiona.
Oh, my skills. Yeah.
Exactly. And I see driving, stick and manual. Now, if ever there was ever a sort of perfect CV to actually become a regular drive time correspondent, it has to be driving, stick and manual. Dog walking is there.
Dog walking, dog sitting is something, it's a skill of Violet and mine.
Very good, which is crucial with respect to clearly life in Los Angeles. Mezzo soprano, which is always good for the singing side of things,
yeah.
And a rock climber, which is good. You know, that's always fine.
Yeah, especially for California, there's lots of things to do like that: hiking, rock climbing, beach strolling.
Now, have you ever been tempted to actually? Because obviously there is the line, and we know it's a cliche. We love the Americans, we really do. Even though they kicked us out of the country a couple of hundred years or so ago, it's all right. We celebrate with the best of them. In terms of that, have you ever been tempted to suddenly break into a Geordie accent or even a Scouse accent when you've been actually sort of doing a routine, possibly with subtitles?
What? that's a good idea. It's a good idea of a sketch.
Hey, well, listen, you can have that as a freebie, love. No problem at all.
Thanks.
Exactly.
I'll give you a little writer's credit, promise.
Hey.
But when I first started in the States, how I met Violet was in a improvisation troupe called LA Connections that had like Matthew Perry and Will Ferrell in. And it was all really interesting because that's how we sort of learned what the American crowd off the street found funny. And a lot of things fell on their arse. A lot of the accents they didn't understand. I'd have to speak slower for them. I'm not saying Americans are stupid, but you just have to sort of get the timing of things.
Hey,
and obviously sarcasm, irony.
It can be difficult for them to grasp. I mean, we've discussed this a long time. You know, we think, do they really understand the whole meaning of the essence? But then they love Benny Hill and Monty Python.
Oh, well, they love it. They absolutely love it. And there is irony in The Simpsons, Seinfeld, Fraser, and other stand-ups like Sarah Silverman, Billy Crystal. You know, they do use it. It's just a time and a place, it seems, where they use it. They don't use it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the time to have a little bit of irony when you sit down at night and you watch the latest sitcom. But in conversation, it's like they don't. It's sort of lost on the day-to-day thing. Whereas British people, we use it all the time. So that's something I miss. And actually, when I came off the plane, when I landed just recently, the air hostess, she was from Middle East, London, so she had like a lovely Cockney accent. And when we all left, she went, "It's been wonderful to have you all today. Have a wonderful day." She put this really posh voice on, and I just cracked up.
Thank heaven she wasn't talking about having people in the biblical sense, is all I can say, but that's okay. You know, just step aside.
I don't think she really meant that.
No.
But she, which is brilliant, and I just thought, I'm home.
Yeah. It works from that point of view. We talk obviously about your comedy partner Violet Matheson. As you said, obviously you were born in the same hospitals, both performed in adjacent theatres at the Edinburgh Festival, and indeed both worked side by side in the Harrods department store for a year. I mean, this is the profile of a genius. In fact, I'll go further. Remember, we're having a Doctor Who themed special as the show proceeds today, but clearly Karen Gillam, stand-up comedian, did her routine on television, etc. I can see the possibility that Fiona Hardingham could well be the next Doctor's assistant. I'll just throw that out there.
I wouldn't mind.
Debbie
McGee. I'm there.
No, I don't see you as Debbie McGee. I don't think so. No, please. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I've done shows with Paul.
I can't do it all. Don't limit me.
That's true. This is great stuff. Joy, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, are you planning on coming back to the UK, Fiona, or are you going to stay out in LA? Because, I mean, it sounds fantastic, and obviously you've got a lot of opportunities there. But I think we're missing out on a bit of British talent.
Yeah.
To be honest, Vine, I would love to come home and do some work here. It's just that things have been surprisingly booming for us, writing-wise especially. We're focusing on a film at the moment, and we're developing a sitcom, which is actually with Kim Fuller. It's from 19 Entertainment in the UK. So it's a weird thing. Like, recently, I have a deadline, and I'm on Skype with Vi every night this week. So we're trying to do both sides of the pond, to be honest, but maybe one day we'll be home.
And basically, let's acknowledge that you mustn't forget Iceland. I mean, if Iceland's good enough for Yoko Ono and Stephen Fry and Felicity Hardingham, clearly.
I know, especially for Flicky. And they need a bit of sense of humour right now, don't they?
Inspired by Iceland, what a wonderful way to actually combine these key things. It's crucial from that
point. It is. Always a good volcano for a good joke.
Precisely. And I'm sure there's something else there which we could just let emerge and happen, etc., but I'm not going to. I'm going to simply say, what's the best website to actually touch base on the Fee and V show?
Well, it's Fee and Vi, because it's Violet, so it's www.feeandvi.com.
Simples, you see.
One word.
And
lovely,
thank you. You'll be pleased to know that you can already access that. If that's a bit too confusing, simply go to the Midweek Drive's official subsidiary site, Southside Broadcasting's Facebook page, facebook.com, / Southside Broadcasting, and then you can actually click on it directly, because we knew you were going to be a sensational co-presenter, Fiona, so we already took the liberty of putting a hyperlink up there.
Cheers. Oh, thank you so much.
That's all right. Feel free to like us if you wish. We're growing on that
sort of rating. I will. I like you. Everyone must.
It strangely sounds so pathetic, though. I still say that. Fans had notions of fanaticism when you were on Facebook, but said, do you like me?
Would you like me?
Precisely. Yeah. I mean, for a moment there, I thought we'd gone into the opening sequence, which was all about donating things, but never mind. Fiona, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us at Siren FM today?
Extremely interesting. Thank you so much.
Can we prevail upon you to hopefully join us again, probably from Los Angeles? Because actually, time differentials are pretty good, really, because this time in LA, it's around about 8 a.m., I think. So it's morning time, so 8, 9, 10. In fact, go up to 6 o'clock. I know when we feature most of our LA folk, it's usually about 9 a.m. their time or 10 a.m. So, how about joining us for that as a kind of semi-regular correspondent over in the West Coast?
That would be wonderful, and we'll bring Vi into the pot too.
Hey, what a wonderful way of actually sort of contextualising life, the universe, and metaphysically orientating the whole thing. Fiona Hardingham, comedian extraordinaire and, of course, key actress person as well, based in Los Angeles, currently just flying over in London back, and, of course, the person who looks after her sister and doesn't kick her out on the street. We salute you.
Thank you.